The U.S. needs chips. No, not potato chips. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Mariel Segarra. The U.S. Senate voted this week to advance a bill that's supposed to help the United States compete with China on computer chip manufacturing. The bill would give more than $50 billion in federal subsidies to American companies to incentivize them to make semiconductor chips in the U.S. It would also give companies hefty tax credits to build chip-making factories here. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo is an advocate of the bill. She says national security is one reason. Our military weapons and helicopters require hundreds and sometimes thousands of semiconductor chips, but most of those are not made here.
We purchase 90% of the most sophisticated chips that are used in the military from Taiwan. So if, God forbid, China were to in any way disrupt our ability to buy these chips from Taiwan, it would really be an absolute crisis in our ability to protect ourselves.
The chip shortage also affects innovation, right? Like, what kinds of tech innovation are we missing out on when chips are in short supply here?
Every single piece of innovation, literally. Biotechnology depends upon chips. All cloud computing depends upon chips. Artificial intelligence, everything digital. And, you know, shame on us that we allowed manufacturing to move to Asia and we find ourselves in a vulnerable position.
So let's talk about the bill. The bill would give companies billions of dollars of federal money to design or make chips in the U.S. And also there would be incentives to build chip factories here. What would a company need to do to access that money? Like, what would the process be like?
It'll be a very rigorous process. It will be a competition, open, you know, very transparent. And I should say, there will be a lot of strings attached. This is not a blank check for companies, right? This money is for companies to incentivize them to build in America, to help make up for the fact that it's much, much more expensive to build a huge factory in the United States than it is in Taiwan or Malaysia or Asia. But, you know, the money can't be used for stock buybacks, can't be used for investments in China or any other country. You know, so we'll have very strict restrictions on how the money can and can't be used. And also we expect companies to invest alongside of us. So our money should really be just a small piece of the overall project, just enough to help close that gap in the difference of cost between building here versus building overseas.
If this bill becomes a law, how soon would the average American feel the effects of it, do you think?
Very, very soon, because what we've been told by companies is that as soon as the bill passes, that's a signal to them that they're going to commit to building in the United States. So, for example, in Ohio, Intel already has announced a new $20 billion factory. As soon as the bill passes, they're going to start working on construction there.
And how long does it take to build a factory?
Anywhere between a year and 3 years, depending on how big it is, how complex it is. You know, is it a brand new construction from scratch versus an expansion, et cetera?
I feel like it just shows that, I mean, these problems are, especially once they become entrenched, you can't turn it around immediately, but it seems like it's more of a long-term investment here.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, there's a lot of people now who are saying, how could Germany possibly have let itself become so dependent on Russia for so much of its oil? You know, that's where we're headed, being overly dependent on Taiwan for chips. So, you know, 5 years down the road, we don't want to be saying that about America and Taiwan chip dependency. We want to be saying we are secure and able to build in America what we need.
That's U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo. And now for some related links. If you want to read more about this bill and what comes after the Senate's vote, head over to our website, marketplacetech.org. We'll link to a CNBC story with more details. You heard Secretary Raimondo say that a chip-making factory can take 3 years to build. Well, Bloomberg has a story that talks about what that entails, like $15 billion and facilities that are cleaner than a surgical theater. No dust allowed. The secretary also mentioned the Intel chip factory in Ohio. The company has paused that construction until the chips bill is passed. A couple weeks ago, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger told the Washington Post that the company will delay the plant further if the bill stalls. I'm Marielle Segarra, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.